And we're back with episode 58 of The Sound Struggle. But before we get to the podcast, we want you to go to whatamaneuver.net and subscribe to Backbreaker Media page to buy Old School, Struggle, and Vintage One World Empire t-shirts, hoodsies.
Hoodsies. I love it. Onesies, hoodies, baby gaunches, diaper rash cream. We really should start patenting that.
Diaper cream?
Diaper cream. It also works for adults.
Well, I mean, like, Jericho and Christian do have ass cream. We have diaper cream.
It's the same thing, different name.
Even old people can use this stuff.
You know, the bladderly unable.
Whatamaneuver.net, where Tag Struggle 3 is going to bring you diaper cream.
And condoms.
Well,
flavor-scented condoms. Smell and taste like Tag Struggle 3 on your dick.
It's a little bit of alright.
Right? Struggle-licious.
And
also, go on to PivotShare/Backbreaker Media, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It'll be down in the comment section or the description section. Go there. Use the code word Tag Struggle without the 3. It's with an E. Because someone fucked up. And get access to all MPW and other wrestling. Wait, is it just MPW?
I think so.
I don't know. Point is, there's no wrestling in this city. So look this up and you get your fix until it gets brought back in.
Yeah. Speaking of the city, you know it's also not in the city?
A lot of things. UFC.
Yeah.
WWE.
Yeah. So, if you want to change that, make sure, even though this podcast is coming out Thursday, we want you, as we're being recorded on Monday, we want you to make sure that you show your support to City Council about uplifting the ban on all combative sports and showing those turd burglars that we love our wrestling, MMA, and boxing.
Don Iverson could lick my hairy nuts!
But mostly wrestling, because, you know.
Yeah, that's what we do best.
Yeah.
Wednesday, show up, I believe, 9 in the morning at City Hall. I'm taking off work.
I won't be there at 9 a.m., but I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm taking off work.
Yeah. I'll be there.
At some point.
Maybe Sean Martins will be there, and we could start handing out, you know, with a transaction fee, of course. But the new Tag Struggle 3 t-shirts.
All Tag Struggle 3 t-shirts will be free with a $25 shipping and handling fee.
Yeah. And that counts even if we have to personally give it to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because once it leaves the box, there needs to be $25 in our hand.
Once it leaves the box, it should go right on your cox. Coccyx, which is your tailbone, which is on the small of your back, which is partly covered by the t-shirts.
Oh.
Tied it all in!
Like what I bruised a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you bruised your butthole.
Yeah, it hurt to sit down.
He had to use a donut.
No, I ate the donut.
Oh, that was made of plastic.
Well, that
very good!
That explained why I was in the bathroom for a very long time.
Very good.
Yeah. So moving on.
Episode 58. Let's start it right meow. Back to the Sounds of Struggle, episode 58.
Yeah.
I am Maniac, and let's talk about football.
Nope.
Okay, let's talk about hockey.
Okay.
Did you see Rockford Ice Hogs? They came out with a new t-shirt. Peaches inspired? Yes, peaches inspired them. Oh, it's actually from the movie A League of Their Own, but they're peaches colored. It's fantastic. We should get peaches a peaches uniform.
No, we don't. Peaches should buy us uniform, because without the Sons of Struggle, Peaches wouldn't have got that notoriety to get that made.
He's doing a public talk on how to avoid drunken intoxication at UMass. It's impressive. He's skyrocketed from the show.
Do you know that Peaches is the only person I know that when he plays poker and has two of a kind, he folds because he hates pairs?
True story.
Yeah.
He really does.
So,
a couple trades. My team just got Duclair and Clendenning. Trade away Ponick and Dolphin. So, I don't know. I'm okay with this trade. Younger guy. Yeah. Defenseman.
See,
good.
My team didn't make any trades. But, however, our captain celebrated a 21st birthday.
And got riggedy, riggedy, wrecked, yeah. Son.
And they beat the Vegas Golden Knights.
In the Vegas Golden Knight.
The second time this season, which nobody has ever done yet.
Yes.
First time, also, in overtime. Vegas Golden Knights lost. Picked up career points 199 and 200.
200!
But every time, at 9:07 in every period, the crowd sang happy birthday to Connor McDavid.
All 6,000 fans from Edmonton. Yeah. You guys are a dedicated bunch.
And because there's 6,000 people from Edmonton at this game, because we all know that Edmonton likes their 50-50, the pot was over $138,000, and almost a $70,000 win went to an Edmonton Oilers fan.
As it should.
Yeah.
Especially in Vegas.
Remember, what happens in Vegas gets spent in Vegas.
And then you get AIDS in Vegas.
Yeah, and that comes back with you. And
that shit don't leave you. That comes everywhere with you.
Yeah.
That and herpes.
So.
The CWHL, the Canadian Women's Hockey League, has their first openly trans player in the league. Why is this a big deal?
Wait. Are we still, like, Dion Phaneuf?
I don't think so, unless he got boobs and lost his Mr. Ganesh.
What about Phil Kessel? Because he's technically half a man, right?
But he still has a ball.
Yeah.
But this person apparently has none.
I mean, well, that surgery can be done over the weekend.
Yeah, that's a hell of a weekend procedure. All I'm saying is,
hey, man, doctors are hard workers.
Yes, we are. But all I'm saying is, I mean, that's cool that they're letting this person play, but does it really have to be such a big deal? Like, really? Like, sure.
It'd be funnier if they played ball hockey. Just going to point that out.
Yeah, sure.
Just going to say that.
Moving on! Elias Anderson, the guy from Sweden who threw the silver medal in the crowd, turns out he had a separated shoulder for the semifinals and finals.
Yeah.
A little more respect for him now. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But a little bit.
Especially that he threw it that far with a separated
shoulder. It was underhanded.
Even more impressive.
He throws like a Sally. You know who's not a Sally? Philip Deneau. Forward for the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
Who took a slap shot from former fastest and hardest slap shot in the league, Zdeno Chara, to the dome! To the side of the head.
Yeah, that's the head for the people who are slow.
That's terrifyingly scary to watch.
And they say keep two hands on your stick. What do they know?
Well, I mean,
I think they don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
So, he got released from hospital the next day, which is good. Seems to be recovering, but I mean, lucky he didn't hit him in the face. He would have, you know, not had one. His face would have been caved in.
And also, on top of that, Andrew Cogliano, the Iron Man in the NHL, streak snapped because he got suspended.
He got suspended for what?
For a hit to the head.
What a bitch.
So, his streak has been snapped because Andrew Cogliano is an idiot.
Agreed. Now, I have list here. If you just give me a second to pull up my...
Wait, we just talked about idiots and now you have a list?
Yes.
We're not talking about Jericho at all, people.
No. Just pulling up the list of the players announced for Team Canada to represent the Olympics.
Oh, man, there's like... Well, I know Ben Scrivens is a goalie.
Yep.
And that pretty much is like the only named goalie on the team.
Apparently, it's only a couple players who haven't played in the NHL, but we're talking one game counts, apparently.
So. Yeah, and I know there's like Mason Raymond, there, yeah. Chris Kelly, Rob Klingberg.
One, number one
Klinghammer. No. You're probably thinking of Gilbert Brulé.
Sure. Okay, here we go. Pick. On forward, we have Rene Bork, yeah. Gilbert Brulé, Andrew Ebert. Don't know who that is.
He used to play for the Ducks.
Yeah. Quinton Howden.
Yeah. Chris he Kelly. Was a first-round pick, too. Did not pan out. I believe it was with Florida.
Very good. Chris Kelly. Yep. Rob Klinkhammer. That's still a great name. Brandon Cousin. Maxim LaPerriere. Eric Odell. Mason Raymond. Derek Waugh. Christian Thomas. Lyndon Vay. And Wolchek Wolski, which is also a great name.
Yeah, but you want to know the impressive thing about Wolski is a year prior to him getting... So, take into account, the day that he got named, he was on the All-Star team. That same day, 1 year before, he was in the hospital after having surgery after he broke his neck.
That's impressive.
So, that's a good story if...
They go all the way, which hopefully they do.
Well, I don't think it matters. Like, the guy had a broken neck a year ago and now is representing his country in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that guy is a gold medal just in life right there, because that's a hell of a story.
Yells.
I mean.
Now, for the defenders, we have Stephen Elliott, Shea Genouet.
You're horrible with French names.
Well, that guy's from Manitoba.
No. Doesn't mean he doesn't have a French name.
Here's another French one. No, he's from Ontario, but Cody Golubev. G-O-L-O-U-B-E-F. Golubev. Anyways. Marc-Andre Fleury. Not really.
No Bergeron.
No.
No Grignani.
Yeah, Grignani. Yeah,
Grignani. Former Buffalo Bill, Sabres, sorry, draft pick.
Buffalo Bill draft pick. Good for him.
I mean, they're pretty good at hockey because they're not that good at football.
Chris Lee. Maxim Noro. Matt Robinson. And Carl Stollery.
Stollery. It's like the hospital.
Whatever. Point is, I have never heard of any of them.
Well, I heard of Grignani.
Clearly. And then the goalies, as I said, Ben Scrivens, Justin Peters, and Kevin Poulin.
Okay. Now I've heard of all of those guys.
Who gets the letters on this team is what I'm asking.
Well, I think I'd give Wolski the captaincy after. Is that? I would probably give an A to Chris Kelly.
Okay.
He's a very experienced forward.
That means Graybush.
Well, I mean, he was, he's won a Stanley Cup with the Bruins.
Yeah.
I believe he was a third or fourth line center on that team, and then he was on the, battling for the with the Oilers to get a spot on the team. Did not make the team. Was not offered a contract, so. Brulé might get a letter.
I could see, maybe Rene Bork.
Yeah.
Maybe Waugh or Mason Raymond. Wolchek Wolski.
Yeah, they're pretty...
I don't know enough about these guys now to actually...
Really I'm actually comment. Quite surprised that somebody like Iginla or even Doan didn't just play.
Well, Doan retired, so I can understand that. But
from
Iginla,
the NHL.
Yeah, but Iginla really hasn't retired yet. So, yeah, I am a little surprised.
But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Iginla just, yeah, signs with a team. At the end of the season, like a team that, you know, needs a depth.
Like a trade deadline?
Well, kind of like, yeah, like whenever you can, I'm sure you can sign a guy whenever you want, but.
True.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll sign later on in the season. But that's only if he does, but. With that said, I mean, I think that really does it for the hockey.
Nope, I have one more.
Oh, well, come on, just spit it out.
What, do you want to talk about football?
No, I want to talk about wrestling, because we're wrestlers.
Not right now, we're not.
Well, I am.
Not right now, I'm not.
Well, then
not until next month.
Why are you wrestling with Captain Winky then?
Because it's the only person that'll touch me. Okay.
Can't touch his dad.
Exactly. All-star teams. What are your thoughts on them so far? Who do you think has the advantage?
Well, anybody was McDavid's team, I think, has the advantage.
Okay,
but at the same time, Taylor Hall is undefeated, so you can't say anything bad about that team.
So let's see. Speaking of which, we got for Metropolitan, we have John Tavares, Captain Alex Ovechkin, Phil Kessel, Jacob Voracek. This is not right. He's not on that team. This is last year's.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not right either.
Okay, well, why don't we come back to that?
You know what? Fuck it. Pacific's going to win. There we go. That's all I'm saying about that.
Yeah, whoever has the best mascots.
Oh, okay. Well,
I would actually love I would actually love to see the 3-on-3 mascots, like on the video game, come to life and they have an actual game.
That would be sweet.
That would be awesome.
That would
By the way, NHL, the EA Sports game, you should be able to create a mascot and play in the 3-on-3.
Yep, I agree. That's for 19. Yeah. Something to improve upon. Anyways, hockey done. Ball sports. I have Josh Donaldson signing. He avoids arbitration, signs 1 year, $23 million with the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm. And the Blue Jays also signed Curtis Granderson to a 1 year deal today.
Perfect.
That's used to be, I believe it was a center fielder to the Angels. I know that. He probably played for other teams. I just don't remember them.
And then a small update here.
I think he played for the Yankees, too, actually.
Sure. Small update. We have Patriots versus Jaguars? Is that the one?
Why are we talking football?
We just got to update them.
No, I don't.
Yep, we do.
No, I don't.
Eagles versus Vikings? And that's all we have to say about that. And on to football!
Asshole.
Sorry. I would say, you know what? I'm not sorry, because my team wasn't in it. They didn't make the playoffs, so at least you made the playoffs. And I'll say this.
It's one day later, you just got to rub it in.
Exciting. It was exciting.
No, who cares?
Parrish, I have you.
Move the fuck on. Let's go.
Fine. I'll move on. Like, Paige is going to have to move on, because apparently she can't wrestle anymore.
She has to turn the page?
She has to turn the page. Yeah.
On her career.
On her career.
Yeah, but you know what? As soon as one...
Apparently it's not official yet, though.
But from the sounds of it, one page could be leaving the ring in WWE, while another page could be entering the ring in WWE, as Paige Van Sant, the UFC fighter, recently said in an interview that if WWE expresses interest in her after her UFC contract expires, she will join the WWE.
Small side note, yesterday there was a fight night and she had her arm broken in the first round and she finished the fight.
Yeah,
she's
tough.
She is badass.
And she's a pretty good looking girl.
She is hot. Yeah.
She actually trains with Cyborg Santos, so you know she's a tough biatch.
I don't know who that is.
Chris Cyborg?
Oh, that one. Gotcha.
Yeah. The one that looks...
like a man?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yes, fair enough. So yeah, it's very unfortunate. We hope the rumors aren't true, but I mean, with this much talk about it, it's kind of hard not to believe them.
Well, they say that it's a very much like a Daniel Bryan situation, and I think we all know how specific... and, like, anal. WWE's being in the
anal. Well, that's a good choice of words for her.
I mean... well, I mean, I guess if we're gonna go there... You know, Paige, if your wrestling career doesn't exactly finish...
If your wrestling career is done, I have one word for you. Brazers.
Browsers.
Same thing. Pornhub!
What about Reality Kings?
That's two words. But yes. Bang Bros. Yeah.
Still two words.
Still funny. So yeah.
Don't go in the van, Paige. Don't go in the van. Or do you want to?
Up to them. Yeah. Now, since you mentioned Daniel Bryan, apparently he was offered a huge contract by WWE. Like, apparently WrestleMania, like, main event status kind of contract. He turned it down.
Well, I'm sure he was given an extension, because I think his contract ends around September of this year.
Yeah. So. But no, apparently he actually, there's an extension or there's something to do with him getting a contract extension or a new one. He turned it all down. He's done. He wants to wrestle, apparently.
Well, I mean, and we can only speculate on what that contract
entails. Talked to him yesterday.
Yeah. We talked to his...
Me and him are buds.
We talked to his agent, the local plant, and...
We talked to Mother Nature, and she told us, is what he said.
Yeah.
But it is very curious that he could be potentially making big money and turns it down.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Now, I have a question for you. Out of everyone in the WWE that you can think of that hasn't worked outside of WWE in the last, say, 5 years.
Okay.
Who would you love to see, not only in the independent scene, but perhaps be the new Bullet Club member?
Somebody who hasn't been outside WWE in 5 years.
5 or more years.
Huh, let's see here. Brock Lesnar.
Because I'm going to say one. I think Dolph Ziggler would be quite the addition.
Yes, you're right.
But with that being said, I would love to see Daniel Bryan. That would absolutely turn the internet upside down.
Which he's also made a couple references to them over the last couple months.
So, that would be quite interesting.
Yep.
But no, I think Ziggler would be also very good on the indies as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, if anybody would like to shout out their opinions on that matter,
we don't care.
You can bug me on Twitter.
Fine, bug me, but I still don't care.
But just on Twitter.
I'll listen. I'm a good listener. Not really.
We can mute annoying people, so that's good.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
Like that luscious, Michael Alexander muted.
I don't even know who that is.
Apparently he may or may not know who Jack Pryde is.
Don't know who that is either.
So, just saying. Twitter. Not always for diatribes.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's why we hung up on you, douche.
There we go. Jericho apparently wants to be the Brock Lesnar of New Japan. My question to you, can he do it? With his schedule, with his, going to wrestle, then going maybe to back WWE, maybe going to do a music tour, can he do it?
In a span of 365 days, this guy is the only guy outside of AJ Styles to work Wrestle Kingdom and WrestleMania.
Yep. And you know what? At 46, still kicking ass.
47, actually.
Kicking even more ass.
Yeah.
I think he could go down, as we talked about, as the greatest wrestler ever.
Well, I think, too, when it comes down to longevity, the ability to reinvent yourself. At 47, he put on one of his best matches ever. That is an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
Also, with that being said, he made a guy like Kenny Omega go out of his comfort zone and still put on an amazing match. Match of the night, in my eyes, at Wrestle Kingdom 12. And then made you look at Kenny Omega a different way as well. It was quite amazing. And then when you saw that Chris Jericho... Tell me that Chris Jericho was not a bit of every version of Jericho you've seen. From start when he said on Twitter that he didn't find the Kenny Omega match very impressive. All the way up to when he attacked NATO. Tell me you don't see parts of Chris Jericho, like every era of Chris Jericho, in that run. So not only does he reinvent himself all the way through, but then he just adds it all together as well. And that itself is a different way of a different Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I agree.
It was complete genius on his part.
100%, yeah. It's amazing that he can constantly reinvent himself like that and just, yeah. I don't know what else to say. The man's a fucking genius.
Yeah. Also, by the way, last week's podcast of the Sounds of Struggle, is the 11th most listened to on the Brackbaker Media / Edmonton Sport Podcast Network of all the time.
Of all the time. I just got that from the engineer.
Yeah.
You got that too?
Yeah.
You know what number one was? The 2015 SPN year-end awards for 2015.
Did I think it's the 2015. Did I not win Superstar of the Year?
Which I got Surprise Comeback of the Year and Most Improved.
I think I got Superstar of the Year.
You got Superstar of the Year.
Yeah.
Which we basically started in as well.
Yeah.
Everything revolves around us, baby.
Boom! Suck it, Gil.
I don't know who Gil is, but yeah, suck it.
Gilbert? Dwayne Gil?
Sure.
Clearly.
Gilbert? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Goldberg, first entrant into the 2018 Hall of Fame.
Yeah, supposedly he's a headliner. From what I understand, other people are rumored, some are being the Dudley Boys and Bam Bam Bigelow. So, I mean, that'll be very interesting. I would love to see Bam Bam Bigelow in the Hall of Fame. I think he was one of the best bigger guys in his eras. He's by far a very athletic guy. Anyone who gets their head tattooed is a Hall of Famer in my book.
Oh, yeah. My question, though, is what I asked you off here, and I'm going to ask you again on here. Yes, Goldberg does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Does he deserve to headline, though? Because I still think there's names out there who should be headlining over him first. Maybe headline next year or something like that, but I think there's still a couple names that deserve to be headlined this year.
But at the same time, I think that it all depends on how the stars align and who all you can get this year. He might be the biggest name in this year's category, or this year's class.
Okay.
So if that's the case, yes. But if there was another, like, if it was other years where there's Sting, no. If there was Steve Austin, no. But, I mean, it all depends on the class. And I think we all know by now that the WWE knows exactly who's going into the Hall of Fame for 2018. So they build it accordingly.
There's one person that we talked about as well that maybe it's due to him not being able to be there, but deserves to be 100%. The Rock. 100% first ballot.
I got one that I think that beats The Rock, and that is The Undertaker.
That's very true. He also. And you know what? Now that John Cena is winding down, John Cena.
I honestly think The Undertaker should be one of those guys that still is active and in the Hall of Fame at the same time.
Absolutely. Triple H is another one.
Now, does The Rock get in there twice because he not only gets there for wrestling and celebrity wing?
You could argue it, but I doubt it. I doubt he's wrestler first.
100%. It was just there for...
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of which, who will be the celebrity wing this year? That's David Arquette,
no.
Former heavyweight champion.
Oh, God, no. You know, Mike Tyson is in it now, right?
Yes. What about Jay Leno?
What
he did a little thing in WCW.
What about Jay Leno?
What about Drew Carey? He's in already, isn't he?
He's in already.
Yeah, Jay Leno. He did a little thing.
Do we really need to even add to the celebrity wing?
God, we don't even need one. Like, yeah. Honestly.
How about Bob Barker? Just for that
one. You know what? I'd be okay with that, yep.
And then you can tell you have your pets spayed and neutered. I would actually wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that. Bob Barker for 2018 Hall of Fame. # Bob Barker, 2018 Hall of Fame. By the way, this just in from the engineering crew at Backbreaker Media. Tag Struggle has been self-proclaimed the Tag Team of the Year for 2017.
That's not just self-proclaimed. That's a fact. Webster's Dictionary, if you look up Tag Struggle, it says best fucking tag team of all the time.
Of all the time. Not of all time.
Yeah.
There are teams that are best of all time.
I mean, we can't
we
make that up.
We are the best of all the
we
time.
We can't even make that up. It's
no.
Best fucking tag team of all the time.
And that's how we get away with it, because it's all the time. There's teams that are best of all their time, or all time. We are best of all the time.
Yeah.
So congratulations to us.
Yeah. Yay me, and yay you.
And yay Martins.
Yay.
Yay headline.
Yeah. #yay.
#yay struggle.
The yay movement. We found another thing to rip off, people.
Yay. On a sad note, apparently we are too amazing and the show in Enoch had to get canceled.
Yeah.
It was just too much hype. The entire reservation burned to the ground.
I blame Mojo for turning on Ryder because now there's no more hype, bro.
Yeah, I can't argue that. But who won that? I didn't see last week.
Mojo.
Oh, we fucking called it.
And apparently both of those the Rude Mojo Jinder versus Xavier is going to take place this week on SmackDown.
By the way, did you see the little thing that Xavier Woods put together of Jinder's?
No, but Paige did! Boom! Had to.
That would be very strange, but okay.
Yeah, I had to.
Anyways.
I really had to.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
You feel better now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
He put together a compilation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
See?
And it's about Jinder Mahal. Basically, he changed the words and changed the little cutscene. So it looks like Jinder's saying that the New Day and Xavier Woods are the best thing ever for India and for the United States title. It's good stuff. It's a little bit of all right.
Well, Xavier Woods is an interesting character, to say the least. But enough of that.
To go back to what you're saying about Taker, you know, still wrestling and being the Hall of Fame. Allegedly, it might be him versus Cena at Mania this year.
Yeah. And we had talked off air about talking about NXT TakeOver and how that's going to lead up to the NXT TakeOver for Mania. So going from the Rumble TakeOver to the Mania TakeOver, I'm saying, did you want to do the NXT TakeOver and how that's going to go on in the NXT Mania TakeOver this week and then do the main roster next week?
Sure.
All right. So, I don't know, we're about a half hour into this bad boy.
Okay, we'll wrap it up for this week. That's all we got time for.
Yeah, so we need to read some novels and, you know, drink a couple chapters. Why don't we get right up to NXT TakeOver. Is it Houston?
No, Philly.
Philly, that's right.
Philadelphia.
So, the main event is Andreas Cien Almas defending his NXT title against Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Wrestling Gargano.
Yeah.
The third, Esquire.
And I think... Well, I mean... I think it's pretty...
pretty obvious that he's going to win.
I think Ciampa is going to come back at some point during that match.
I didn't say who he is.
Yeah.
I guarantee the male is going to win this match.
So Selena Vega it is.
It's Selena Vega. It's your new NXT champion.
Which, by the way, she is slowly becoming, if not already, the best manager in WWE.
Yep, I can see that.
One of her best quotes, and I...
One of her best qualities is dead ass.
Well, but she said on a recent episode of NXT that...
JCN! Sorry.
Just because Johnny Gargano beat seven wrestlers in NXT doesn't mean that they're good enough to face a true man like Andreas Cien Almas. She basically cut down the people that Gargano beat and said that they're still not equals to CN.
Well, they're all, you know, various numbers, but none of them are 100.
No.
A Mexican 100.
Ooh.
That works out to about like $1.50.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, a little less than $6. But no, with the addition of Selena Vega, I think we all can agree how good Cien Almas has just changed from being your typical boring babyface to being a very good heel.
Yes, agreed.
So.
The only thing you should do is put the mask back on and go back to Mexico. Yeah, I said it. What up?
Apparently, Andreas Cien Almas is the one that created the, what's that group in New Japan? Los Ingobernables?
Los Ingobernables, blah, blah, blah.
Supposedly, he's the one that created it.
Really?
So, I did not know that. I found that out earlier today. So, if I'm wrong, let me know. But, I mean, I'm just taking somebody else's word.
You're wrong.
You don't know that.
No, I don't.
But, yeah, so I thought that was very interesting because then you have the two guys who have been former NXT champs.
Who basically created
who created the two biggest groups in New Japan Pro Wrestling right now.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting. But, I'm curious to see, what your prediction is for this title match.
I was actually going to say before, Johnny Gargano doesn't win. He wins by DQ because Tommaso Ciampa comes out and attacks him.
See,
or maybe he loses because he gets distracted and then gets beaten up.
And we both can say this is going to lead to a Ciampa Gargano match in NXT TakeOver New Orleans and the Mania.
New Orleans!
Yeah. I think the Gargano and Ciampa match does not need the NXT title.
No, God, no.
However, doesn't mean I do think Ciampa could be a very good candidate to be the guy that takes the title off of Gargano.
There is a possibility that they do it where...
But with that being said, I am going to go into a different direction here.
Okay.
I do believe Ciampa is the guy that cost Gargano the match, where Drew McIntyre comes back to reclaim the title from San Almas at NXT New Orleans.
Okay.
And then we have Gargano versus Ciampa.
Okay.
So those are two matches I'm going to pencil in as my predictions.
I'm going to say for this, Gargano's about to win. I don't even think Ciampa necessarily has to be there. I think maybe new music hits, his name flashes across the Jumbotron.
What happens if the DIY theme song actually hits? Because we saw the t-shirt.
DIY theme and Ciampa's name across the thing, he doesn't have to show up. Or he does like one of those video promos where he calls out his name, is on the, you know, blah, 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 says something and then distracts him, he gets beaten. And this continues on to where he finally wins it, because I'll say that Drew gets called up, so he won't even be... Eventually, Gargano wins at NXT TakeOver New Orleans, and then immediately gets attacked by Ciampa.
See, I mean, we talked off-air about who's going to be the main NXT guy getting called up. I do actually think Andreas Cien Almas and Selena Vega might actually be that.
Could be.
I heard rumors that even months ago they were primed to be getting a call up, but I mean, so were Authors of Pain, who I still think are going to be. However, my style of thinking here is this is exactly how I'd play out this match between Cien Almas and Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano literally gets beaten down for a good chunk of the match. His heart, again, is just keeping him in. He's not losing. He finally gets to the advantage. As soon as he puts in that submission hold to Rings of Saturn, you get the DIY song on, and then that confuses it to the point where he then gets up, nobody comes out, and then boom. Cien Almas gets his finisher on, the hammerlock DDT that he does. 1, 2, 3. Looks confused, and then boom. Out of nowhere, Ciampa just beats the crap out of him.
I didn't think you have to hit the DDT. Just do a pin, 1, 2, 3, where he's distracted. Maybe almost gets his feet on the rope, so gets the definitive pin, cheats. But Gargano's still kind of with it, so then he gets his ass beat down. Mm-hmm. That could work. But I'd say the only thing I'd add to that is not DIY on the Jumbotron or whatever, the Titantron. Have maybe DIY flash across first, and then just Tommaso Ciampa, just his name.
So you're saying the theme go, and then maybe it stops, and you see the DIY stuff, and then boom, it flashes, and then you get Ciampa.
Ciampa's music. You don't even see him, just his whatever his new music is, his new like ring entrance, like whatever the song is, whatever that
okay,
is.
Okay, then how about this? That happens. Everybody goes nuts. Or like, ooh, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Lights go out, lights are on, he's standing on the apron. Then Gargano breaks a hold, goes after him, or like, gets up. You know, they have this staring thing. Yeah, I mean, I like this one. Gets rid of the hold, gets up, stares right at Ciampa. They just eye each other up. The ref goes to Ciampa, takes him down. Boom, Selena Vega nails Gargano on the back with the NXT title. Andreas, 1, 2, 3.
Sure, that'll work. Doesn't even have to be Selena Vega. She could just throw the title to him, and then boom, throws it back out to her.
Yeah.
That could definitely work.
Okay, now with that being said, I think we've covered the main title match now. I'm going to go into the women's title now, where it's Shayna Baszler challenging Ember Moon.
Is it not a three-way? Is it just
two? No, it's just a singles match. I'm wondering if they're going to add a secondary match
for the women's.
But at the same time, also, there's a rumor out the reason why Kairi Sane hasn't been wrestling as much is apparently she is banged up a little bit. So,
She's like 5 foot nothing and weighs 14 pounds. So yeah. Surprising.
So that wouldn't actually... It wouldn't be surprising if that's the reason why.
No.
Because it would make sense. Because she didn't wrestle a lot during the taping, so...
Yeah.
But with that being said, I do believe Ember Moon is going to retain the title.
I think so. I think Shayna Baszler might get herself disqualified.
That's exactly where I was going to go. I don't think it's going to be because there's a clean finish. I think Shayna Baszler... Because she has the MO right now of attacking people and locking in that rear naked choke.
Which, by the way, the little vignette thing that happened at the NXT Performance Center.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Also, we talk about vignettes. There's also vignettes done with Ember Moon, kind of like the Roderick Strong, going in more in depth of who she is.
Yeah.
And I actually did very well, I thought. It sold me a little bit more on Ember Moon as a person, which they didn't really talk about her as a person. They just... didn't really mention much about her, so because she wears the hood, you think she's a mysterious person, but really, they didn't go in that direction because Ember Moon herself doesn't really go into much detail. So now that you get a little bit more about it, you tend to kind of get more emotionally invested in the character of Ember Moon. So, but yeah, I do think that this is one of those things where, you know, maybe Ember Moon. Maybe does get a quick roll up, but then Shayna Baszler just attacks her afterwards and puts her to sleep.
Yeah.
And then something to that extent to where Shayna Baszler looks still like there's unfinished business. Like, yeah, you might be able to beat me, but you can't survive me, kind of a thing. Just like we saw with Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Lesnar may have got the pin, but you can tell Joe really took it to him.
Yeah.
But I think this works a little bit more because you got you don't really feel a lot of sympathy for Lesnar in fights.
Yeah.
But you will in Ember Moon when it comes to she's going against a former MMA athlete in Shayna Baszler. So.
Do you think this is where we could first see anyone else from her faction of the Four Horsemen?
I would say if it's any other takeover, possibly, but because the Royal Rumble is the very next night and there's a women's Royal Rumble, I'm going to say probably not, and they might save that for that Rumble.
Fair enough.
Especially when we see... the rumor was that Triple H told 9 girls from NXT that they're going to be in the Rumble. You can only assume Shayna Baszler is one of them.
Yeah.
A lot of people are speculating that Ronda Rousey is also going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Or she could be there for the Rumble. So, there could be some interesting dynamics in the Rumble match. But again, we'll get to that next week when we're going to talk about the main roster. So, but my thing is how the women's title is going to go into New Orleans. I do think we're going to see 2 women matches on NXT New Orleans. I think we're going to see a championship match. And I think we're going to see a number one contender match. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw, you know, maybe a triple threat or fatal four-way for the number one contender.
Yeah.
And you add, you have Kairi Sane, Nikki Cross, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
And then you have Shayna Baszler going against Ember Moon in maybe a... you know, more of a, I don't want to say gimmick match, but maybe like a more of a high stakes match that, and then you get a definitive winner.
Okay. Like a no DQ match kind of thing?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, or maybe you give them a ladder match, or maybe you give them a submission match or something.
I think submission match would actually make sense. Because she says submission match, you know, prove that you're better than me.
Or a street fight. Like, or a street it could fight. Be one of those where you're, yeah, like, who knows? Ooh, how did you say? Maybe a cage? Shayna's used to the The Octagon.
Yeah, CK. It'd be like, what, the third time the cage has ever been used? First time for women?
Yeah, first time for the women, so yeah, something. And I think that would really help bring out more the hardcore aspect of what Ember Moon could be.
Yeah.
So you're bringing out the fighter of Ember Moon now. So we know how good she is technically, but how is she when it comes to a physical...
It's just a physical beatdown.
Yeah, like when it's a fight, okay, let's see how you are.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I like it.
Third match we have on the NXT is...
Tag titles?
Yeah, the tag title match.
Which I believe is Undisputed Era versus Authors of Pain.
Yes. Because I believe Sanity had a rematch, I believe it's this week on NXT.
I think so.
Don't want to give out spoilers.
No. I think I did actually watch NXT this week, because they were supposed to. Spoiler alert, didn't happen.
Well, you watched it. So that means it's already been over.
Last week, but whatever. Point is, they ended up beating them down backstage so they couldn't come out. And
no, but...
like this coming week.
I'm pretty sure that they announced that it'll happen this week.
Ah, okay.
And then the winners of that will go on to face Authors of Pain.
Gotcha.
So I think it's...
I would assume that Undisputed Era.
Which I'm also going to put this out there. Now that TM61 is coming back into the fold,
yeah.
How much do you want to see them against Fish and O'Reilly?
Can't wait. That's going to be fantastic.
So that's going to kind of lead me into this. Because I do think Authors of Pain, who I think should be the ones that win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
The two of them?
Both of them.
But it's a one-person thing.
Exactly.
So what, they just refuse to take each other out?
Yeah.
Or they both step out of the ring and then Paul Ellering is the winner.
No, they just... Whatever, they're both in it. They just dominate everyone. They grab the trophy and then they walk out. It's like, who's going to stop them?
Fair enough.
So, because I do think Authors of Pain are going to get called up, I do believe Undisputed Era...
They're going to win somehow with underhanded tactics.
They're going to retain the titles, and I do think NXT New Orleans are going to see Fish and O'Reilly defending the titles against... I would love to see a ladder match here, mm-hmm. a throwback, and have it against Sanity and TM61.
Sure.
Or you can even do it a four-way and then add the Street Profits.
Yeah.
In there. But you really have to start pushing the Street Profits into that section. Because I think right now you look at Street Profits as only a team that, okay, they're new, they're a little bit hot right now, but they haven't been facing the top competition
Very
yet.
Very true.
So you'd have to start really on that, okay, let's get them established kind of a role. That's why, in a way, I can only see maybe the two or three teams. Because that way you keep the three involved in there.
Yeah. I could see that. That makes sense.
So.
Then, do you have just Authors of Pain get called up? Or do you have more than one team?
I think tag teams is just the one. Again, I also think Andre Cena Almas is capable of getting that call up after he drops the NXT title. And I do think Drew McIntyre is 2018 main roster bound, just not Mania.
He might not be healthy by Mania. That could be a good point.
I think he'll be fine by Mania. Because I do believe that he'll be good to go. I want to say February.
Oh, okay.
Because wasn't he given 4 to 6 weeks?
I have no idea. I can't worry.
Even 6 to 8.
I think 6 to 8.
But even then, it was Survivor Series, which was November.
That's true. That would be about February.
And even if you just take away November as a whole, because I do think it was at the end of the month, you got 31 days in December, 31 days in January. So that's 62 days.
That's 8 weeks right there, so.
Yeah, and then mid-February, boom.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I think there's plenty of time for this. I mean, and then right after that, you can do Adam Cole
Bay
against Drew McIntyre.
I love it. Which they actually showed
that. Or even do Aleister Black versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, which they showed the actual Adam Cole versus Drew McIntyre that they had in San Antonio.
Yeah.
That was a good match.
It was a good match.
Good match.
Okay,
speaking of which, Adam Cole, baby, versus Aleister Black in a, what was it, Extreme Rules match.
Was it Extreme Rules or was it no hold bar?
It's the same thing either way.
I am going to look it up, but maybe just give me your prediction on how you think that's going to go.
And this can go one of two ways. Aleister Black's officially lost a match now. So,
has he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's lost a match, but he's never been beat.
Well, technically, he got pinned in that Fatal 4-Way.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he got pinned by Johnny Gargano. The other two big guys were on the outside. Johnny Gargano pinned Aleister Black.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's officially lost. Even if it isn't a Fatal 4-Way, it's still officially a loss because he was pinned. Well, especially because he was pinned. So, even though Adam Cole has lost a couple matches, I can see this one going to Aleister Black. I can see this being a classic, just like Velveteen Dream and Aleister Black, where coming out of it, they're both gonna come out way better and more over than when they went in. Which really, it's all you can ask for. One of two things is gonna happen: either the Undisputed Era tag team of Fish and O'Reilly are going to attack, causing the match to get thrown out, or not to get thrown out, causing Adam Cole to end up winning, or they attack and like Roderick Strong and somebody else comes out and chases him away, or something happens.
Before we go any further, I have just pulled up the NXT the takeover thing.
Okay.
There goes my idea about the cage match between the girls, because the tag match is in a steel cage.
Oh.
So it is the Authors of Pain against the Undisputed Era in a steel cage.
Which, by the way, spoiler alerts, because that, well, this comes out Thursday, so it doesn't matter, but Wednesday, apparently, it's supposed to be like a number one contenders match and the main, or the tag match, and whatever, but anyways.
But, I think this now more, like, just cements our prediction that Undisputed Era will win. Because they don't have to beat Authors of Pain, they just have to escape the cage.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, go on about the,
I think that, yeah, it's either going to be Undisputed Era attacks and then gets chased off, or they, you know what, they might even not attack, depending on, maybe they get chased off by Authors of Pain. I don't know, to me, this match could go either way.
You know what, I'm actually going to go one better. If, in just in the sense of, instead of Authors of Pain chasing him away, I very much can see Adam Cole defeating Aleister Black by the help of the Undisputed Era. But this is, I believe, the perfect time that I would bring back TM61 in helping. And this would then set up a possibility. And this match clearly would have to be after the Steel Cage match.
Yeah.
And I think I would, because I would definitely probably put the Steel Cage tag match up second.
Who'd you open then?
The very next match. The last match already confirmed, but I will, before I say that, I'll just go quickly more into the direction. I do think Adam Cole will win this match, but I don't think that this is going to solidify anything. I think NXT New Orleans, you'll get the third encounter between Adam Cole and Aleister Black, and I think this will complete the feud, because we did see we still saw Aleister Black defeat Adam Cole
to get into
the Fatal 4-Way match. So then it becomes 1-1, and yeah,
rubber match.
You'd have this to kind of finish it.
Rubber dildo on a pole match.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe first one to get inserted wins.
Which I'm also gonna say this: we've seen. Actually, I'm going to just keep this on topic before. I'll do this after we get done this conversation about NXT.
Sure.
But, yeah, so no, I do think Black and Cole have a third encounter at NXT New Orleans.
Black and Cole. Black and tan.
Black Cole.
Black Cole Slam.
Some you don't want at Christmas time.
No, you do. Cole is worth a lot of money these days.
Not Black Cole.
There's no other kind of coal.
But, it's... Just having some fun, people. Back off. No.
Yeah, yeah, fucks.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, that's kind of what I see. I don't really see this ending. I just see it progressing.
Fair enough.
But that leads us to the fifth match that's announced. Lars Sullivan versus Killian Dane.
Ooh, that'll be a good match.
And this is the match I think opens the show.
Okay.
I do think Lars Sullivan gets a win because I don't think they position Killian Dane to be a... They position him to be a monster, but not the Braun Strowman monster. That's more...
So, he's a monster among men, but Lars Sullivan is a monster among monsters.
Well, imagine if you did a match between Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman will probably be the guy getting the win there.
Yeah.
Because you know the loss doesn't necessarily hurt Joe.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the theory I'm going with here. Lars Sullivan needs the win to kind of stay up on that reputation. Whereas Killian Dane, a loss doesn't take away because he, in my eyes, is clearly the better worker.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
So therefore, his work rate will always put him back up there.
Yeah, what he did at War Games impressed the hell out of me.
Yeah. And even during his four-way.
That also, yes.
And that's kind of where they're building off this match, is he's the one that took out Lars Sullivan. And Lars Sullivan, even though he said he likes the feeling of being put through a table, he wants to do 10 times the punishment to Killian Dane.
Fair
to
enough.
Get him back. So I kind of do like that out of why this match is happening. But I do think that this is going to be 10, 12-minute opener, if.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and then I do think Lars Sullivan gets a win. Therefore, you'd have a heel in Sullivan going over. Heels in Undisputed Era, babyface in Ember Moon. A heel in Adam Cole. I mean, it'll be a heel-heavy show, but I do think NXT New Orleans will be a babyface-heavy show. So, because of that, I do think Lars Sullivan and Killian Dane moving forward. I wouldn't be surprised if even Lars Sullivan is in the Andre Memorial Battle Royal by Mania.
Yeah, I see
that. And then Killian Dane, maybe they'll do a...
maybe he's in the Rumble, which we'll get to next week.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised about that.
No, I wouldn't either.
So... Because he was in the Andre Memorial last week.
Yep.
So, yeah. So I think that does it for our NXT prediction of Philadelphia and how we think that's going to roll into NXT New Orleans.
Now, a couple signings I wanted to mention. Omega signs a contract extension through to January 31st, 2019 with New Japan.
Yeah.
So he will not be at the Rumble this year or next year. Unless it's on the 31st. Which I don't know when it is, but anyway. A couple more signings. Candice LeRae reportedly signed.
As well as Ricochet.
And War Machine, apparently.
Yeah. So
Other couple names that could be. We saw, well, we didn't see, but I heard that apparently Rockstar Spud, EC3, and Lashley all bid farewell to Impact Wrestling this past week.
Say that list again.
Rockstar Spud.
Yeah.
EC3.
Yeah.
And Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. Rockstar Spud has been backstage with WWE already. That actually has been spotted. There's been pictures of him entering SmackDown and Raw in the past. A lot of people expected him to be on the 205 instantly. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something you see maybe after the Rumble.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they bring out Rockstar Spud to be with Enzo. But here's also another thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Rockstar Spud is in the United Kingdom division and going after the UK title.
Which, I haven't seen him wrestle in a while, but last time I did, I liked him.
Yeah.
Can't say much.
I mean, and anybody who obviously we all know Rockstar Spud from being the guy that won the British boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people.
He beat Party Marty.
Oh, and that's exactly where I was going to go. Not a lot of people know the runner up was the villain Marty Skrull.
As Party Marty.
Yeah. So,
speaking of Party Marty and Kenny Omega, there's been a few in the Elite Bullet Club who are all in. Have you seen this?
Yep. Well, I mean, this is obviously going towards the Cody Rhodes.
September 1st,
10,000 seat arena show
on September 1st of this year, apparently.
Yeah, so good for them. Apparently, sounds like this is Cody's pet project, and obviously, we could assume that the Young Bucks are very much helping this out.
Oh, yes.
From a promotional standpoint.
I'm not sure where it is yet. I'm sure they've listed it, but I don't know where.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's Atlanta.
I'd say that
or Chicago.
Or somewhere in California.
Chicago, I think, makes so much sense given the fan base and given the fact that, well, what? 1 hour Ortiz is right there.
Yeah.
So they don't have to bring any merch. They can just get it all printed locally.
You want a t-shirt? Go down the road.
Yeah. Well, it'd also be smart on their point to get 1 hour Ortiz sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
So
it really would.
Yeah. It'd be very easy. And who knows? There could be a certain straight edge superstar who could also be all in.
That would be huge.
Well, I'm talking about Colt Cabana.
That could be huge.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he could be the one doing the announcing.
Yeah.
So,
Other than that, the last thing I have for wrestling is the mixed match challenge bracket breakdown of who's going to fight who.
Yeah.
So let me pull that up here. Pull that out and play with it a little bit.
Before you do, I also wanted to just mention on the EC3 and Bobby Lashley.
Absolutely.
I do think EC3 is going to be NXT bound. I don't see him going on the main roster yet. But Bobby Lashley, I very well would not be surprised if
Rumble?
He's in the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because
a returning Bobby Lashley would be pretty big.
Just, they need more big guys.
Yeah.
Especially when you have Braun, Lesnar, Joe.
Bobby Lashley.
They have a lot as it is.
Yeah.
But they need a fresh face in that division. Yeah. And Bobby Lashley would do just that. Especially if Roman Reigns is to be the champion after Mania. Brock Lesnar needs somebody to feud with. Bobby Lashley could even be the guy that debuts the night after Mania.
Could be, you're right.
So, but yeah, we'll get all to this next week, like we said.
Yeah.
So,
as of right now, what we have for mixed match challenge, it appears to be Raw versus SmackDown.
Yep.
So, I guess what they're saying about the Rumble and Survivor Series being the only times that they mix is now a lie.
Well, this is
who knew?
This isn't a show.
Well, yeah. And we have Balor and Banks versus Nakamura and Natalya.
So is this the Sasha Club?
Yes, it is.
Or the Boss Club?
The Boss Club. Versus the Chinese kiddies? Well, Japanese kiddies?
Well, cool. She's a
Japan crap?
Queen style?
Sure.
I don't know. The Meow Mix?
Meow Mix, there you go. Then we got Miz and Asuka versus Big E and Carmella. That's going to be interesting.
The Awesome of Tomorrow?
Yes. The Empress of Awesome?
Yeah. And then who are they going up against, sir?
Big E and Carmella. Fabulous Day?
Yeah, sure. We got nothing on that one.
Braun and Bliss versus
So she goes from Big Cass to Big E. Yes, I'm saying it.
Yeah, she did.
Because Carmella and Big Cass have officially broken up, people.
She just wants that big chocolate. She wants that big
fudge. I still think the Matt Hardy, Jeff Edge thing where, you know, if we see Carmella with Enzo would be hilarious.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying. He's got the sauce, baby.
Sure, that's some sauce I want to try, but yeah, whatever. Okay. Then we got Strowman and Bliss versus Zayn and Lynch.
The monsters again among Bliss.
The monster goddess versus
the goddess among men.
There we go. Versus Redhead Renegades.
Of who's it?
That'd be Zayn and Lynch.
I still like Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps will work, too. I like that.
I like that one a lot. But by the way, my one name...
It got used.
It's used. I'm taking full credit because you know you heard it here first.
Yes.
As soon as that got announced.
Which, by the way, Rude and Flair, that's who we're talking about. Yeah. The Robe Warriors.
Yeah. So
just, versus Cruz and Nia, which I think they're going to destroy Cruz and Nia. I think the Robe Warriors definitely win that. You know what? Let's go through this, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, Balor Banks versus Nakamura.
Because there's also, like, a second chance bracket, isn't there not?
Yes, there is. It's fan vote.
Yeah.
Okay, so Balor and Banks versus Nakamura and Natalya. Who wins?
I'm going to go with Nakamura and Neidhart.
Really? I'm going to go the opposite. Balor and Banks. And then Miz, Asuka, Big E, Carmella.
Miz, Asuka.
Yeah. Strowman, Bliss versus Zayn and Lynch.
Strowman and Bliss.
You don't say. Goldust and Fox versus Uso and Naomi.
Uso and Naomi.
You think? I think it'd also be funny if Usos did twin magic during the match. I think that'd be hilarious. Elias and Bayley versus Rusev and Lana. I do believe for this one, I can speak for you when I say it's Rusev Day.
I got a soft spot for Elias now, though.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I do, too.
You know what? You know what would be really funny? If in this match, Bayley just starts hugging everyone, and Elias just starts playing the guitar while Aiden sings, and Rusev just stands there.
Screaming Machka.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or he just makes out with his wife.
I'd also be okay with that.
I don't like...
And then he makes out with Bayley, and then turns into some weird three-way thing while Elias watches from the corner with the guitar. That'd be awkward. Hey, let's book it!
He's playing some weird strings, people.
And then Cruz and Nia versus Rude Flair. I think we can both agree Rude and Flair win this one.
Okay, since I named the team, yeah, I want them to win.
Yeah. So yeah, we can go based off that for now and then update as it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When is this taking place?
Starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow? And where can you watch it?
On the Book of Faces.
Yeah, See, Vince, we're helping promote, so hire us.
Give us money, fucker!
I gave you a name, bro!
I gave you my money, fucker!
Facebook's free, is it not?
What?
Facebook, it's free, is it not?
But the network's not.
Well, yeah, but it's on all the
networks. There are live events. Or they're www.shop.com.
Not this year, they aren't!
Or www.shop.com. They're not free.
Well, it is if you steal it.
From the internet? No, I guess. I mean,
they have a warehouse.
Fair enough. Anyways, I think that's all I got for this week. Let me check here. That's all I got.
On that note.
Where are you coming up? Where are you going to be?
I'm not going to be in Enoch anymore.
No, because that show got canceled.
But I will be in Lethbridge, Alberta this Saturday for the Gauntlet of the Gold.
Are you the Gauntlet or the Gold? Reference to last week because I asked you the same question.
The gag.
Are you gagging? Are you going to gag?
Well, you know. Oh, you're going to have to just go there and find out. I don't believe they have released the entire card yet, so I will.
Should we call the booker and ask?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, we might have to event one of these times.
Might have to.
Yeah. So,
Fucking dick. Doesn't book me.
So, yeah, you can see me in Lethbridge this Saturday at, believe, the Sick Fricks Memorial Center.
I think like that place.
Pretty sure that's where they are now.
They have two different round showers.
Out of the Boys and Girls Club. It's one of the two. I forget.
Or it'll be where the Lethbridge Hurricanes play. You know, it's one of the three. Whatever.
Yeah.
Phil Adrian.
So,
And for all those fans of Maniac who are all like, huh, shows get canceled. We can't see him. Whatever are we going to do? Fear not, pasty young patrons! You can go to CWC in February.
The 10th!
On the 10th.
Huh?
And I'll be there!
Huh? So will I! Which, well, you know what that means, people?
Tag Struggle 3!
Road trip!
You know who's not going to be there, though? The headline. He's going to be headlining the Northern Tour.
Yeah, so...
Congratulations to headline Sean Martins for headlining the Northern Tour.
Yeah, so, duh. However, we're going to give Sean Martins 100% of our inventory to sell on his Northern Tour for this show.
Absolutely. So if you want t-shirts, get them before January 31st or you're gone for now.
Yeah, but they will be back after February 10th. However, also, if you're going to come to Red Deer for the show in the CWC,
which I don't think I have a match on yet, but I'm going. I know I'm booked because I'm going to be your plus one.
I mean, Sean Martins is a CWC tag team champion. So
maybe he'll just tag me in.
I mean, it would make sense that, you know, you would just tag in and take the spot. But that's just me. I'm no booker.
You could be. I mean, with what we're doing here.
What I am, though, is the bearer of legal news, as I will definitely in depth talk about my upcoming lawsuit on the CWC.
Are you finally going to reveal it?
I'm going to reveal it February 10th.
So excited!
At CWC. So make sure you go get your tickets.
Seriously, I'm not even joking. This is breaking kayfabe. Go. This news is freaking sweet.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So do that now.
That's CWC. You're fucked.
Yeah. Objection. You mine.
Sustained.
Yeah. Overruled. And I'm just going Ted 2 here.
Close case.
Yeah. I don't know what else is now.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. We ruled this. We can be lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J.F. Fitzgerald, whatever.
Fuck. F. Fitzgerald.
Yeah. What do you want, F. Fitzgerald?
Mr. Ganesh. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is going to do it for episode 58 of The Sounds of Struggle. I am depressed after the Saints game last night.
It was exciting, but with an unfortunate end.
Yeah.
I will say this. I don't know football that well. The refereeing and parts of it were fucking atrocious.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to blame the referees. That's not what we do in New Orleans. What we do is we're proud of the comeback that we did. We actually grabbed the lead. We lost on a play that, you know, was made by a rookie mistake. But at the same time, that same rookie who made that mistake also helped out with a big interception to help this comeback.
And you know what? He admitted that he made the mistake. So
he was a man.
He can only go up from here.
So you know what? And it doesn't matter. Because you know what? Even though this was a stinger of a game.
Look at it this way.
We're not the Bills. And we know how to make the playoffs more than once every 17 years.
Look at it this way. Out of everybody at Backbreaker Media, including us, your team went the furthest.
Yeah, I should get a trophy for that.
You went further than the Bills. You went further than the Packers.
Yep.
You went further than the Seattle fucking Seahawks. Sean Martins, that's your one fucking black mark. Dude, pick a better team.
Yeah. Dude, you can even like the Browns and we'll like you more.
True story. Yeah. We don't hate you. We love you, bud. But pick a better goddamn team.
We just hate the Seahawks. They're
come on.
You know, there's big deals and there's losers. And guess what? Your team is the cum dumpster of the NFL. So
among others. But seriously, speaking of which, we went and saw it first round at the award-winning first round.
Yep.
I have a Chicago Bears toque that they gave me because apparently they think it's ironic and funny.
They gave me a Saints toque, so they're nice people.
Anybody wants it? Hit at me with the trade. I'll trade you for something.
Yeah. And, yeah.
That'll do it.
Okay, well, this'll do it for episode 58 now. We'll see you next week with episode 59. But
that's 10 away from being fun.
Yeah. Because, you know.
Episode 69, we gotta do something fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it without pants on.
I'm gonna do it without a dick.
Because it should be warm out, so, I mean.
Let's see, that's
April. Could be mania.
Could be mania.
Could be mania.
Sexy mania.
So we're 2/3 of the award winning best tag team of the freaking year.
Of all the time.
A Webster Dictionary defines tag struggle as the best fucking team of all the time.
True story.
Because we are real.
And we are spectacular.
Little bitches!
And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the thing shaking as you're running out of breath.